Okay, good. So we our kaponim, so that we ask in Akasha, we said according to Rabbi Meir, who says but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Ram Kachsavin who asked, the pasuk is actually coming to be Machmir. It's not coming to be Makel. So how do I know, how according to Rabbi Avayu do I know that when the Torah says Layochle Seichel and so on, it comes to include even Isser Hano? That's the Gemara's kasha. Menala Huda Asur and Bahano. Says the Gemara, Nafkalei Milakelev Tashlichun Oisoi. According to Rabbi Avayu, in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, he would learn it out from the Lashon of Lakelev Tashlichun Oisoi. Says the Gemara, Oisoi Atamashlich Lakelev. Vietamashlich Lakelev Kali Surin Shibateira. Meaning to say, the Pasuk says that, what is the lashon of the pasuk? Anshe kodesh tiyun li ubasa basada treifa loisi chelu lakelav tashlichun oisoy. So Rashi explains that what exactly is the limud over here. If you look at the top, Rashi important. Rashi says, oisay atamashlich hakoli surin shenerba ben loisoychol kegoin zeh umide itzrich kra lemishre lematzi lemelef taima. Meaning Rashi is pointing out over here, don't make a mistake. It's not from the fact that it says lekelev tashlichun. I mean, it says, don't eat a treifa, throw it to a dog. So that in and of itself is insufficient to teach us. That in and of itself is insufficient. Why, says Rashi, to ilav oisoi, had it not been for the actual word, the extra word oisoi, havamina, kra lemitzvasei itzrich, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabech schar kol beria, amazing thing. So says Rashi, that had it not been for the word oisoi, I would have said, you have no right to darshan anything. The pasuk is coming to say, we have to have hakaras hatov to the kelev, and one is supposed to give a treifa to a kelev as reward for keeping quiet during Makas Bucheris. There are, in fact, Shitas Rishonim, which say it's a mitzvah saseh to give a treifa to a kelev. And besides the fact that they say that this is the schar for the klavim keeping quiet, but the Gemara darshins in Eilu Treifas, that the musig of a treifa is not only an animal which has one of the 18 or 19 deficiencies and so on, but any time an aver is yotza chutz lemechitzasei, like let's say if an aver goes out of the rechem and comes back in, and so on, that's also bechina of a treifa. And they say, the mafashim say, that the whole essence of a kelev is it's an animal which has no idea of mechitza and restrictions. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, stam the losses chaturei itzel kelev. You put up a partition to keep a dog out, doesn't mean anything to the dog. It goes right underground and it digs, right? Dog comes into the house, mamish with a person. Dog is a man's best friend. Kelev is, right? I always think that's the pshat. The Mekubalim say, apparently, that if a person, Rahman Latzlan, is ba al eshes ish, he comes back as a kelev neveach. There's no greater azus, there's no greater not knowing limits than going and taking someone else's wife. So the whole musig of a treifa, which is shayach to chutz lemechitzase, so that goes to a kelev. But what's extra over here is the word oisoi. I mean, it's not just that it's saying give it to a kelev, give oisoi. It adds in the word oisoi. So here we are able to darshan. So that is where Rabbi Avayu, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, would learn, and that will be the source that Kol Makim Shnei Bar Liyochel Isechel Isechel and so on, Echad Isechel Isanah B'Mashmir Ad Shifart L'Chakasav and so on, from the extra word of Lekelav Tashlichan Oisai. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, who already was able to learn this from the previous pasuk of Ger and the Nevela, which is given to the Ger Toshiv and to the Nachri and so on. So, what does Rabbi Meir do with the extra word Oisai? Rabbi Meir, Oisai Atamashlich Lekelav. Atamashlich Lekelav Chulin Shenishchetu Bazara. you're not allowed to give a kelev chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. So the question is, why would you think that you could give chulin shenishchatu ba'azara to a kelev? Meaning, why would you think otherwise? So Rashi explains very nicely. I mean, obviously Rashi says in Dibra Maschel, Lishanach chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. If you look about four lines down in Rashi, second word in the line, Rashi says, "V'yatzi zivech v'eichel b'kirv makom." Fine, it's telling about the isef chulin ba'azara. Umishum de'ein mufurish behen lav behed yuba'achila. Doesn't say the word achila in reference to chulin ba'azara. So itzrich lemelav lehu iser hanah mihacha. Meaning, we're saying, if it says a lashon of don't eat achila, then we can say echad is achila, echad is hana. But it doesn't say the word achila by chulin ba'azara. So I have no way of knowing that chulin ba'azara is going to be asa b'achila, it's going to be off limits. So that's what I need, a special limit of oisei ata oichal v'yata oichal chulin shenishchadu ba'azara, chulin ba'azara is going to be also to a kelev. Very interesting discussion in the Mishnah as to what exactly is included in chulin bazar. Is it only the types of things which is roi la hakrava and roi la mizbeach? You know, if I bring a cucumber into the azara, is that an issue? You brought chulin bazara? Or is it only things which are a bar hakrava, that there the pasuk says about those things, ki yirchak mimcha makim vezavachta, those things shecht far away, don't bring those things inside to be zeveach. Al kopanim, that is what we would say Rabbi Meir would do with this pasuk. Ve'idach, and Rabbi Yehuda, chonesh nishchatu ba'azara, lav d'araisa. He would say that is lav d'araisa. Good. Now the Gemara is going to go and ask several questions, kashas on both Rabbi Avayu and kashas on Chizkiya also. So again, at this stage we're saying very clear, according to Rabbi Avayu, without leaving aside now for a moment Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Shitas Rabbi Avayu is anytime it says loy in reference to achila, yoichal, seichal, sechil, and so on, it's koil isra hano. Chizki says no. Only if it says lo ye ochel, it should not be eaten. Don't do any, you cannot even get a hana, which will bring to an achila. Fragdig amar kasha, ma'asiv Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha, v'hari gid hanoshe, d'rachman amar alkei, le'yichal b'nei yisros gid hanoshe. Last week, etc. Or a couple of weeks ago, actually, utnan shalech adam yerech l'nachri. It says, a person is allowed to send the thigh to the Nachri. You're allowed to be nana from it. You can send it to your friend. Why? I mean, why aren't we concerned that if another Yid sees you sending it to someone, he will assume that you're giving him kosher food and he might end up buying it? We're not concerned. We see that you're allowed to be nana from the Gid HaNasha. You're giving it as a gift. Says the Gemara, Kesavu Rabbi Avayu. Say again. No, no, but this is the kasher. We're saying according to Rabbi Avayu, it says any time when it says it's koilal sayachil and sayhana. Here we see allowed to be nanit. So it's a kasher. Rabbi Avayu says the Gemara, Kesavu Rabbi Avayu, kishuhutra nevela, which we said before, that the term mattered in nevela bahana. What is included in the heter nevela? I mean, nevela is a carcass, something which your cats or dogs are not allowed to eat. Kesha hutra nevela, he v'chelba v'gida hutra. Meaning, when I'm allowed to derive benefit from a carcass, from a nevela, I'm allowed to derive benefit from every part of the nevela, including the chelev of the nevela, the git hanasha of the nevela. So, meaning, it's regular meat, and the gid hanasha, which is part of the regular meat of the nevela, and the term mat of that bahana, everything became mutter, and that's the reason why you cannot ask a kash, and that's the reason why shalech adam yerech lenachri. Now, says the Gemara, Anicha l'manda amra yesh begidin menesin tam. Very interesting. I mean, that's all good and well, according to the Shita, which says that there is a certain tam basar in this gid. In this sciatic nerve, there is a certain tam, there's a certain flavor. In which case, we will treat the gid as if it is meat. And when the Torah said that i.e. you can derive benefit from nevela, It's koilel, the whole, all the meat which the nevela has to offer, which is the chaylev and the gid, because yesh begidim benesin tam, and a tam basard has. Ela laman de amr ein begidim benesin tam. But according to the opinion which says, ein begidim benesin tam, the gidin asher does not have a tam basin, it's like eitz ba'alma, and the Torah nevertheless forbade it. So, Mayi Kalameimar, who is to say when the term matted you to be Nen from Nevela, it was Koilal, you know, the Atzamais. Maybe it's just a dry Gezeris HaKosev, that you're not allowed to have any Heter Achila and any Heter Hana from Gidanoshe, and it's Gatenish to Rhine in the Heter of Nevela, because it's just considered like a stick, it's considered to be like a bone. Agav, parenthetically, what's pshat in this machlekes? Yesh begidim neizin tam, ain begidim neizin tam. I mean, does it have a tam? Does it not have a tam? So some rishonim say in chulin that, which is the way that we usually get out of a machlekes in mitzias, that a little bit of a tam it has. It has a tam kolish, epis a tam it has, and is that considered to be enough of a tam that we say that it has a tam with which we can say, oh, mamela, it's considered to be somewhat bosser like. Or not, it's not considered to be sufficient tam. I'll call upon him. Let's just stay on track. So we're asking Akasha. By Gidanashi, it says a lashon of lo yoichlo, don't eat. And nevertheless, it's mutter b'hano. So now we're answering, okay, because included in the heter of Nevela, when the term mattered Nevela b'hano, it also mattered Gidanashi. That's good if you say that Gidanashi has a tam. But if you say it doesn't have a tam, there's no reason to say it's included in the heter of Achilas Nevela, because it's Ke'etz ba'alma. So Ma'ikala Meimar says the Gemara man Shamisli Darmein Begidim Reisin Tam, who is the Tano who says, Ein Begidim Reisin Tam, and it would not be included in the heter of Nevela, in which case it would be Aser b'hano? It's Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, ha'oichel migid anasha shalbeim etzmeh, Rabbi Yudim ha'chayv shtayim, Rabbi Shimon poiter, because he says it's not considered to be like there's any tam basar. And ein ha'chanami, Rabbi Shimon ha'chanami de'aser b'hano, the Tanya, Rabbi Yudim ha'chayv shtayim, divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon oiser. So ein ha'chanami, well, we will be forced to say that this Mishnah, the Mishnah in Chulin, which said, shaleach adam yerech l'nachri, the gid anasha b'soichoy, that you're allowed to be Nene, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frektais is Akasha. So one second, why am I sending my next door neighbor, my Goyshe next door neighbor, a gift? What happened to the Yisad Yerais of Leisichonim? You're not supposed to give a matnes chinam to a nachri. If you look at Tesis, Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Mesa, Aser, Bahana, Mashma, Deida, Shalech, Yerach, Nachri, Asik, Rabbi Yehuda, Hakshari, Va, the Har, Rabbi Yehuda, Isli, Beber, Kama, the Mesech, Zavid, Zar, the Asalitin, Lahem, Matnes, Chinam. We learn from Leis, Chanim, three things. Chanias, Karka, a gift, and Chain. You shouldn't flatter them, and so on. So Fractasvis, that is Rabbi Yehuda himself, says you're not allowed to give them a gift. V'yesh Leimar, and this is Halach Lamaisa, a very classic heter to give gifts. V'yesh Leimar, Doham Rin and Asim, Im Hayesh Chenoi Mutter, Mepneishu Kamechriloi. Meaning if it's your neighbor and someone who you must have a cordial relationship with, then I scratch your back and you scratch mine, and therefore when a gift is given, it's focused because it's done to promote goodwill and so on. So I'm not doing it l'chinam, I'm doing it to get something back. Or just, I'm sorry? Exactly. Exactly, 100%. 100%. Let's just see one more piece of thesis. Interesting. Actually, Hari the Orleans. Hey, Rimatzi Asik Rabbi Yehuda. But how can you say this goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda isli beper gidanasha. The gidanasha asal b'nei noyach. Even b'nei noyach are not allowed to eat gidanasha. And if so, vika avar mishum lifnei iver le sitin. You're not allowed to give a gidanasha to a ben noyach. By Marie, the lake Hashemidi, the lake Asar elal b'nei Yaakov. Dafka. Important line of Tesis, Rashi says the same thing in other Masechtas. Klar in the Rishonim, de Koidem Matan Torah, Ikru B'nei Noach. Before Matan Torah, We were called Bnei Noach, meaning even the Bnei Yaakov, they were called Bnei Noach, right? There's a big discussion in the Parshas Drachim as to before Matan Torah, did we have the din of Yisrael, even though by Yaakovinu it says Elashim Yisrael, but over Lemaisa, we became Ger Mishas Matan Torah, right? Pashtus. Taisa says very clear, Kedem Matan Torah, Ikru Bnei Noach. The Pasuk says Le'yuch Le'bnei Yisrael, but what we're saying over here again has to do with the sugya over there in Chulin, even though it says Bnei Yisrael. But again, that the question is how to read that Pasuk. That Pasuk is, we know that the Tzivu, like the famous Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, is not because of the Pasuk. And in Parashas Vayishlach, it's because of what it says at Sinai, and then the Pasuk afterwards, so to speak, was written Al Kain, Nach Kabbalah Satira, and so on. Okay, Al Kopanim, that was B'maimer HaMuzgos. That was a Kash and Teretz about, according to Rabbi Avayu, how does Gitanash Hashtim, we see that it says, Elashon of Lay Seichel, and nevertheless it's Mutta Bahana, and we are Miyash. Frag the Gemar Nach HaKash, Avari Dam. What about the Yisr of Dam? The Pasuk the Rechamon, Amar Kol Nefesh Mikem, Lay Seichel Dam. It says you should not consume and eat dam. Utnan elu ve'elu misarvin ba'amo v'yetzin l'nachol kidroi nevinim karim l'gananim l'zevel u'moylin ba'il. So here we were speaking about the shiare dam chateisa primiois with the shiare dam chateisa chitzenois, different types of dam in which was on the mizbeach, and it goes out and it flows out, and Rashi says, Miss Arvin Ba'ama Silan Shay Evra Ba'azara. It goes out to the Nachal Kidroin, and it's used as a fertilizer. Rashi says, four lines in the bottom, Omoilin Behen, doesn't mean that there's a meal at Diraisa, it's mutter. And you could be Nen and Orvas, like Rashi, Kleimer Osali Hanes Ben Bole Domim. Right, you're supposed to pay something for it. But midyaraisa, there's no me'ilah, and there's no iser hanam midyaraisa. And we see, even though it uses a lashon of le'seichel, nevertheless, midyaraisa, there is no iser. It says a lashon of le'seichel, and for the Gemara, no. What's the difference over there? Shiny dam, the iskish lamayim, the chsev le'seichlenu, al aretz tishpechanu kamayim. Are we dashin mamayim mutarim? Av dam mutter. So just like mayim is mutter, so too dam is mutter. Hence there is no issa hano. And that's the reason why it's you're allowed to be nen. Frag the gemara of eimah kimayim hamis naschim al gabi hamizbeach. Why are you comparing it to just regular mayim, which you spill on the ground? Maybe we should compare it to mayim, which you're manasich. In mind, which you're misnasich. Rashi says, Shasuris Bahano, Share Kaidish, and Shakichiba Klisharis. All right, the Pasuk says, Kolonegia Beham Yiktosh, this mind which goes in the Klisharis. You're menasich that, it's Osir. So maybe it's hookish to that, therefore the dam should be Osir. Omaribia Voyu, Kamayim, Rave Mayim. If it's going to be hookash to Mayim, it's going to be hookish to Rave Mayim. The majority of Mayim is Mayim Chulin, in which case that is Mayim, which is Mayim Mutarim.
Even though we're talking about Dinim is bad, we're talking about Pacific Dam and Pacific Mayim. We're not talking about what happened in the rest of the world.
Oh, so Bobby's asking a question which very much helps to explain the next question of the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says, Rav Mayim. Frag Bobby, what do you mean? But who says we're speaking about Mayim of Chulin? Maybe it's more Mistabra that's speaking about the Kavosa, the Mayim, which is similar to it. And that could be the underpinnings of the Gemara's Kasha. Midi Rav Mayim Ksiv doesn't mention Rav Mayim. Forget. Maybe it's speaking about Mayim in the context of the discussion, which is Mayim inside the Azara. El Am Ravashi Kamayim Hanishpachim. Meaning if it says Leisichlenu, Alarts Tishpachenu. So we're going to compare it to similar Mayim, which is Nishpach, as opposed to Mayim, which is Menaseich, Al Gabi Mizbeach. That's already a different type of Mayim. So we say Kamayim Hanishpachim, like the Mayim, which is spilt on the ground, as opposed to the Mayim, which is Nisach Al Gabi Mizbeach. Well, there is a case of Mayim which is spilt on the ground, which is also Bahana, which is Yain, which is Nishpach Lefnei Avodah Zarah. If a person would pour Mayim Lechvoy, the particular Avodah Zarah, that would be also Bahana, as a Tikrovis. Nein, Hasem Nami Nisuch Ikri, Dichsiv Yishtayai Nisicham. That, even though you might actually pour it on the ground, but it's referred to as Mayim, which is Nisnasich, and so on. Fine, Al Kobanim. So what do we say? The Kasha was Akasha and Rebbe Avayu. It says, don't eat dam. And nevertheless, it is, and we say, nevertheless, it is Mutabahano. Fregdigam Akasha Ulechizkia, who says that anyway it's Mutar B'Hana, and the only time it's going to be also B'Hana is if it says Lo Ye'achel. So Lechizkia L'may Hilchasa Iskish Dam L'Mayim. For what reason was it necessary to compare it to Mayim? I don't need it to compare it to Mayim to Matar B'Hana, because it's Mutar B'Hana anyway. If you look at the top two rashes, Lechizkia Dam L'El Isahana D'Cham Itzmi Lo Ye'achel. A regular iser, a regular lashon mechila is not koil hana. Lamayil chase iskish dam lamayim lemishray b'hana. Why would you need that? Mechadez l'nde nitzru. Now Rashi just bevarns a kasha. Why only over here is the Gemara bothered as to what Chizki is going to do with the hekesh to mayim? Frek Rashi, uminevela le'isfino lechizkiya. Why did the Gemara say the same thing? Well, according to Chizkia, why did it turn into matter b'hana? Mehecha taste that it should be aser. Vasef is dafka over here. The Gemara asks this kasha. So says Rashi, "Uminevel leyes lechizkiya lamayitzrach kral mishraya." The ikra b'Yehuda savor ledvarim kichsavanu da asa. That's why I need it, because it's actually coming to be machmir. You can also say it was necessary to come and preface giving it away to a ger toishav as opposed to making a few bucks selling it to a nachri. So therefore there it was pashut to the Gemara that Chizki needed those psukim to tell me something else. Here is the first place where the Gemara is actually bothered. Why, according to Chizki, is it necessary for the Torah to match it? Good. We've had this a few times. From where do we know that the dam of Kodshim cannot even serve as a machshir? We had this in the Sugya of Reb Chinis Gana Kahanim. Why is it hukish lamayim? We say dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Dam, which you have no problem with allowing it to spill on the ground, that type of dam is able to be machshir. That's one of the shiva mashkim, that type of dam. Whereas she'ena nishbach kamayim, but rather dam which is collected in a keli, Eina machshir. So that's what Chizki will do with the hekesh of dam to mayim, to tell me that the only dam which goes on the ground can serve as dam which is machshir. Good. Frag the Yomar new kasha on Rebbe Avayu. Vare Avra min achai. Dichsev leisich lanefesh im habasar. Don't eat the nefesh together with the basar. Which Rashi says means ba'oid shah nefesh boy, whilst the nefesh is still in it. V'tanya, Rabbi Nosson Eimer, menayin shle yoshit adam kos yayin lanazir, ve'evra min achai lebnei noyach. From where do you know you're not supposed to give a cup of wine to a nazir who's not able to access the wine without your assistance? Or evra min achai to a ben noyach, in the same case, tamad leimu v'lifnei evra leisiten mechshol. And we were medayik halaklavim shari, meaning the whole issur is only not to give it to a nazir, not to give it to a ben noyach, but to a kelev it's mutter. You're allowed to give it to a kelev. Rashi says about 10 lines down, lifnei iver amali mitzer ella mishum lifnei iver, because the fellow in some way is considered to be blind. Leisit the mishul avobah nachri took again the kelev it's shari. You're allowed to give it. By the way, just parenthetically, the Bechor Shor asks Akasha. We find this bris in many places in Shas. Tanya Ibn Asanim, Minayin Shla Yeshit Adam Kais Yain Anazir, Evin Chayla Ben Noyach. Frag the Bechor Shor, why did the bris need to give two examples of Kais Yain Anazir and Evin Chayla Ben Noyach? So he says, you might have thought that there is no issa diraisa of lifnei iver l'sitin michshol to give to a ben noach, even though it's 100% osir for him to have it. But being that the context of these psukim are speaking be Yisrael, so there's a din of lifnei iver l'sitin michshol and chanami. Maybe it's not such a good thing to do, but to say there's an issa diraisa for me to go ahead and be machshol goy, who says there would be an issa diraisa? That's why. And the Braise needs to say that, but with that said, it's not Pashat, it's a big machlekes achreinim, whether there is actually an issa d'oraisa to be a machshla goy in something which is osa for him. And it comes up, Paiskim discuss it. Let's say, I don't know, this would be a good example, and it's a very common shiloh. People buy pets, and then they decide, ooh, I'd like to neuter the pet. You'd like to neuter it. So not allowed to, it's sort of serious. And befrat, if it's a male, it might even be more chamor. And if you're not allowed to do it, you're not even allowed to give it to a goy shevet to do it because of Amir la'akum is aser and so on. And it's not simple, you know. Amira, ideally you're supposed to buy the pet once it's already neutered and so on. Al kaponim, let's say, you know, you are a pet owner, a pet shop owner, and the guy comes into the shop and says, you know, I would like, I've been looking around for the perfect pet. Oh, this is the one. And as soon as I get this, I'm going to take it to the vet and have it neutered. You know, are you allowed to sell it to him? And, you know, if he's able to get it elsewhere, and it's not considered to be trei avra denar, it's not two opposite sides of the river, and it might only be an issa d'rabbanan, which might not apply bechlal to a ben noach. But if it's a case where he's not able to get, you know, this particular, he wants to buy a bull, and you're the only one in Europe who sells bulls as pets, you know, and he wants to get it, you know, he wants to be Masaris it. So there's a discussion about, is there a Lifnei Iver, a discussion in the Achronim, there's a tshuva of the Pnei Yeshua, as in, which the Shut Pnei Yeshua is the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, as to whether or not there's an Issa D'oraisa, it's the Rabbanan. Agoponim l'inyanenu. So we said, it says le'seichlu, there's an iser of Eirim and Achai. And nevertheless, we say, you're allowed to give it to a caliph, if you so choose. Halaklavim shari.
So a Jew can take off an Eirim of a live animal and give it to a caliph?
No. I mean, you're not, yeah, the question is, can a Jew take off a live animal, a live Eirim, and give it to a caliph? I mean, you're not supposed to rip off the limb of an animal. That's also a problem to do. The question is, that aver now is asa b'achila. You're not allowed to eat that. Even if you would rip off a limb and subsequently shech the animal, even if ripping off the limb wouldn't be match of the animal the limb remains aver menachai forever. But it's still mutabahano. It's still mutabahano. You can give it to a caliph. And we see it's mutabahano. What does Rabbi Avoy do with that? Shiny aver menachai the iskish ladam. Dichsiv rak chazak levilti achol hadam. Strengthen yourself. Don't eat blood. Ki adam hu anefesh. So there is a hekesh to dam. And we've already said that dam is mutabahano. So azoivi dam, which is mutabahano, Eiv Menachai is also mutabahano. That is the kashan teretz in Rabbi Avoyu. So now the Gemara is going to do the same thing with the Chizkiah, who says, sai v'sai, the lashon of the Israel is never kol hano. Why was it necessary to be makish Eiv Menachai to dam? It's mutabahano saivi. Amar lecha, he says, for keret, dam hu de iskish le Eiv Menachai. It's the other way around. I need dam to be makish dam to Eiv Menachai. To say the following, my Eiv Menachai osur, av dam Menachai osur. That is the way around. That's the way Chizkiah is going to do it. The Ezezeh, which type of dam are we referring to? Zedam hakaza shahnefesh yotzeboy. This is referring to when you would let blood in a particular type of dam known as dam hakaza, that the soul leaves the body with it. If you look at Rashi directly across, Ezezeh, if you go down four or five lines, first word, Rashi says, Yish dalad mini domim behekes. There are four types of blood involved which come out of the body, b'shas hakazak. The mina b'krisis, number one, b'tchila shesis. It drips out, the initial stage is when it just drips out. Number two, l'vasev mikalech. Then it pours out with force. Number three, v'achakach mashke. It becomes dark. dark, black, and so on. And number four, v'seif v'sheisus, once again, it drips. Yesh men she'en neshama yetzabai, yesh men she'en neshama yetzabai, ha'asam tanya ezadam hekesh neshama yetzabai, kolz man she'mekalech, it's in the second stage, and so on. So we're makish dam to Eirim in Achai. Good. Say again. We're referring to Hakaza over here. Hakaza. Hakaza specifically. I'm sorry? Right, I'm just asking that one surely is not one's not interested in killing the animal b'shas hakaza. Here, let's see. V'hare shor haniskal derachmana amar. Oh, now this is very very interesting. This kasha. V'hare shor haniskal derachmana amar lo ye achel es besoroy. So one second. Now we already know that this pasuk of lo ye achel. Even Chizkiyah would have to learn that it's Asibana. Lo ye achel is already different. So let's see what the kash is going to be on Chizkiyah also this time. Our Rishon is called Rachman Omar, lo ye achel is besorai. Vitanya. Me mashma. I already know. Shenem asakal yisakal ashar. You shall surely stone the ox. Eini adesh yin avela, vin avela sir bachila. Omat amadam lo ye achel. Why does it need to say it shall not be eaten? It's a shor niskal. It's an avela. Magid lecha akasav she'im shachte la'acha she'nigmar dinoi. Aser. Even if it goes through a regular shchita, but if it takes place post gemar din, it's aser. It's aser b'achila. Ein liyela b'achila. I only know in Isra achila. B'hana minayin. How do we know it's also aser b'hana? Tamad leimer u'bal hashor naki. The Baal HaShor is clean. My mashma, where do you see mashmos that it's also b'hano? Shimon ben Zema, Omer ka Adam Shimon l'chaver, yatsa pleni naki min chasav. This fellow has gone out totally clean of any property. Ve'ein lebem hano shel klom. He's got nothing. What's the kasha? Time of the kasav of Baal HaShor naki. The only reason why I know there's an issa hano is because it says Baal HaShor naki. The imila ye achel israchila mashma isahana le mashma. If you look at Rashi directly across, isahana le mashma v'kasha fil lechizkia. Kol shegein Rabbi Avayu. Meaning even Chizkia would concede that if it says lo ye achel, that it's koil hana. And here we're only saying that it's also b'hana because of the tisefes of Baal HaShor naki. So what are we going to do with this? Le'olam lo ye achel israchila v'sahana mashma. U'Baal HaShor naki lahanos oiroi hu da'asa. The Baal HaShor is coming to tell me something else is forbidden. Something which you would have thought is otherwise going to be mutter. What is that? It's referring to hanos oiroi. The itzrich. Salgadetach mina lo ye achel es besoroi iksiv. Besari in Iroloi. The only thing which says you're not allowed to get benefit from is the flesh, but not the skin. Kamashmol and Ubal Hashor Naki is Naki in Gans, and he has nothing from this. He's not even able to take the hides. He has absolutely nothing. So really, Lo Ye Achel Avada is Mashma Hanoi for sure, and therefore it's not a Kashmir of Yavoyu, it's not a Kashmir of Chizkia. But here, you might have thought that Chach the guy gets to take on the skins. Kamash from the Baal HaShor naki, he gets nothing. They use Baal HaShor naki in a drasha achrina, lechatzi kofer, ulad me vlades, to tell me that there's no obligation for a tam who kills the bechatzi kofer, or there's the obligation of the me vlades that doesn't apply in this case. So hanas oiroi minalu, where do those tanaim know that there's even an iser of being nana from the skins, which says the Sfas Emes, the Gemara understood for Davra Pasha, that Tana would also agree that it's also to be nana from the skins, otherwise what's the kasha? Maybe say in a Hanami it's mutter. The advice is the Gemara understood as a Davra Pasha, that even that Tana says you're not allowed to be nana from the skin. So where do they learn that from? Nafgalumi es bisaroi es hatafel libisaroi. We darshan from the ribuy of es. We know esin are coming to be marba, esin are ribuyim, and that's how he learns that there's going to be an iser of hanas oirei. Whereas ve'idach, the other tana, esli darish, he does not darshan Essen. Rather, he goes like Nehemiah Amsuni, Kedatanya, or Shimon Amsuni, Vamlai Nehemiah Amsuni, whichever one it is. We know famous Gemara, Hayderish, call Essen Shibatera. He darshaned and he was marbis something from every place in the Chumash where it says S. Kaven Shigil S Hashem Lakecha Tira. Piresh, once he reached the pasuk that you should have Yerushamayim, he was Piresh. He decided all of my drashas are wrong. Amrulai, and why they're wrong, says Rashi. Let's just see the Rashi over here. Esle Darish. Rashi says, what can I possibly add and say is in any way, shape, or form connected with Yerushamayim that I can even dashen it as an S? Pirish mikulan, he was chayzer from all of them. Chazer by mikol ribuyin shedarish. Dimidaha lav ribuya asa. Kulunami lav lirbuye asa. And what did he say? Just like I got schar for the drisha, so too I will get schar for the prisha. The Maral writes in Sivtei Chacha in Perek Gimel, when the Maral writes this also at the beginning of the Hagdamah to Tiferes Yisrael, that the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael says that we make a bracha every day, lasig b'divri seira. In fact, the Maral, why don't we say Baruch Hashem Lekinim El Chalam Hashem Gedushanu B'mitzvayis V'tzvanu Lilmoy Torah. Is mashma. I have learned Torah, and I've done it correctly. If I make a big toast, get it all wrong, maybe I wasn't making the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But the mitzvah is lasik b'divrei Torah. So HaKadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chadi b'mili d'araisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys the masu matin, even if we get it wrong. So says the Maral of the year also. And he says, k'shem shekibalti schar la'drisha. Even though now I realize I'm wrong, I got schar for it. I got schar for it, and I'll get schar for the prisha, and so on. That was Shimon Amsuni and Nehemiah Amsuni. Idarish kolasin shpatekim shgilas shemakecha tira piresh. Amr le talmidev rebi kolasin shederash tamate alein. What's going to be? Amr lem kishem shgibal tischar adrisha. Kach nemikabal schar la prisha. Ad shabbat rebi kiva vidarish es shemakecha tira. The rabbis talmidei chachamim says Rashi she meira rabcha. So Rabbi Giva felt there is something which you're able to equate. You're able to equate Meir Rabcha Kemer Hashemayim. So Meir Dekemar Shah over here. The first part, I think, is well known. The second part is less well known. And the reason why it's less well known is because, he points it over here, Mikan Bat Seif Adibur Lesser Bat Fus Rishon. So a lot of the Mashahs didn't have the second bit. But Frek the Mashah like this. The Mashah says, when Nehemiah Shimon Hamsuni got to Vahavta Sashem Alekecha, no problem. No problem with dashing S la rabbis, right? He didn't have a problem with that. Le Pirish, the ikala hashveis avest tamid chachamim lemakim. That's not a problem for him to say you need to love tamid chachamim like you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That wasn't a problem. Aval mira hamakim, says the Mashah, very interesting. Shehu mipnei yiras schar v'oinish, eina doima la hashveis loy tamid chachamim. That's simply not within the remit. It's got nothing to do with Talmidei Chachamim. How could I possibly equate the Yira, says the Mashah, is because of the Schar of Einish, and that he had a problem with. Says the Mashah, I don't recall, but says the Mashah, O Mashali Pirish Gabi Vayiru Ha'amis Hashem. You're telling me that you don't want to, there's nothing you can equate to Yiras Hashem. But by the Amsuf, when it says V'yiru Amas Hashem, he had no problem with that. He was able to dash from V'yiru Amas Hashem. Frag the Mashah, O Mashlei Pirish, Gabi V'yiru Amas Hashem, Yesh Loimar. Le Rabbis, what's it coming to be, Marbe? Le Rabbi Shem Elikim. V'kal Lahavin, V'shem Hagoyin Amarash Zalmi Prag. I'll leave it to the Mevinim to explain, but he says, Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem by the Yamsuf. What is the S over there coming to be Marbe? It's coming to be Marbe Shem Elikim. So Shimon Hamsuni got to the year of that which they had by the Yamsuf. That's coming to be Marbe Elikim. But S Hashem Lekecha Tira, Zela. That already, that I can't touch. But Yerom is Hashem, that's coming to be my B'Shem Aleikim.
They were
moided
by the Yamsu, they were
moided
by the Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Eved Hashem.
Correct. They were moided.
That, you know, he's like Hashem. They were moided that Moshe Rabbeinu is Eved Hashem.
The horror being made is that it says by the Amsa Vayamina Vashem of Moshe Avde. They believed in Hashem and the Moshe was his Eved, correct? In a Hanami. Right? In a Hanami. So they had Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu, in a Hanami. I'm sorry?
I think they said Hashem Amasina didn't have smich at this point, so they thought they had only here.
Rav Dudi is saying an interesting thing over here that says Shimon HaMsuni, it doesn't say Rebbe Shimon HaMsuni, in which case he didn't have smicha, in which case you know, Rebbe Akiva had smicha, so maybe there was interesting. Another interesting thing I saw is the Rekeach. I saw quoted B'Shem the Rekeach in the Hagdam of Hilchas Brachas. He says that the makar that an areach benches the balabayis, the gemara brachas, the birkas areach, yiratzin shleivish balabayis, he says, is taken from the pasuk of v'chalte v'savata uverachte es Hashem alekecha, es Hashem alekecha. And here is the remez es l'rabbis. The balabais, if you ate from the balabais, meaning Fashtetzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the food, ba'ifan kloli, but now ba'ifan prati, the one who gave it to me is the balabais. So as the rabbis, the bracha of the balabais. Good. Good, says the Gemara, Vayitze v'harei Orla. What about Orla? The Rachmana Omar, areilim loy ye achel. So here, once again, it says, Yei Achel. So, in which case, if we would find a Heter Hanal for Orla, this is now going to be a Kasha, not only on Rabbi Avoy, but even on Chizkiya. By Orla, it says, Arelim lo Yei Achel, V'tanya, Arelim lo Yei Achel, Ein Liela Isachila. Menayin Shlo Yehene Mimenu, don't have Hanal from it, Shlo Yitzba Boy, V'lo Yadlik Boy Esaner, meaning don't use the Arla for dyes and paint with it, and don't be madlik with it, and so on. Don't use shemen of Arla for hadlaka. Talmud Leimar, we learn out from the fact that the Pasuk says, it says, V'araltim Arla says, period, shalosham yeelachem arelim. So it says a lashon of Arla three times in the Pasuk. V'araltim, Arlasi, arelim, lo yachel, l'rabbis is kulam. What's the Gemara's kasha? Time at the concept of Chmana va'araltim or lossi arelim. Halav hachi havamina isra achila mashma isra hanal li mashma. And once again, it's a kasha. Sign Rabbi Avayu, sign Chizkiya, because here it says lo ye achel kasha. Says the Gemara, lo ilam lo ye achel mashma benis achila benis hanal. Mishaini hosam tichsiv lachem. Meaning, again, what does the Pasuk says? Now what does the pasuk say? Excuse me, it says, let's see the pasuk again, the chisavoyal arts unitatim kol eitz ma'achol v'araltim arlasi espiryei shalosham yelachem. Now, on the one hand, we're saying it's asa, but it says yelachem, it will be to you. So it says a lashon of lachem. Shani asim d'chsev lachem. Now, the Rashi says, the last line, the mashme hetera. Right, Lamayasa, the heter, it's coming to tell me some type of a heter. So that's why I need these other lashenis of Arlasei, Araltim, Arlasei, and so on, because of the word Lachem. Now, the Itzrich, Salgadetachamina, Hoyeluxiv Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. So I might have thought, if so, you are allowed to be Nene, Kamash Malan. That's why I needed to say three times, Araltim, Arlasei, Arelim, and so on. Now the question is, okay, so you're telling me lots of extra words to be marbe isurim, but you're telling me the word lachem, which somehow is supposed to be mashma some type of a heter. So v'alahash dechsivi hanach kroy lachem lomali, which it's actually on this, which Rashi says the mashma teir lemayosa. So what, in fact, is Lachem coming to do? You tell me all Achila is Aser and all Hanoah is Aser. So what is Lachem coming to do? Says the Walach D'Tanya, Lachem l'rabbis es sanatua l'rabim. Ah, what does this mean, says Rashi? L'rabim l'tzerich rabim kegein be'emtza derech l'chol oiver. I mean, it's coming to say that it's included in the Isser. Meaning, it's not coming to say a heter. Enochanami, it says lo ye'achel. And it says araltim arlasei arelim. Again, Isser hana. So what is Lachem coming to do, which we think it's coming to tell me some type of a heter? So first we say it's coming l'rabim, it's a senator. L'rabim, it's coming to include if a tree was planted for the sake of the rabim, that's also included in the Isser arla. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer lahitzi a senator l'rabim, he says no, it's actually coming to exclude a tree which was planted for the sake of the rabim. So the Gemara explains, my dharma to Tanakama to say that it's included, d'chsiv, unitatim. It says, unitatim l'yachid mashma. Zogt Rashi, de'ein derech rabim lintoya. Usually the rabim don't plant trees. Ein derech rabim lintoya. U'l'chol chad v'chad ka'omar, to the individual land owner, the pasuk is saying, unitatim, meaning, kisavoy la'aretz, unitatim kalitz machal, yada'ena will go to their land, and each one will plant, Onetatem liyachid mashma lerabim lemashma kasev rachmana lachem lahavi esanatua lerabim. So according to the Tanakhama, the word lachem is actually coming to add an additional iser. That not only does arla apply to a yachid, the iser arla applies even to a rabim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said lahaitz esanatua lerabim, Rabbi Yehuda unetatem mashma. Bein l'rabim, bein l'yachid. So in other words, if you read the pasuk again, kisavoy la'aretz, unetatim kalitz machal. I would understand that the Torah is speaking, sai, an individual landowner who's planting trees, sai, he's planting it for the sake of the rabim. And both of them, the Torah is saying, there's an isser arla. Both of them, the Torah is saying, v'araltim arla, says biriyoy. So already in the word unetatim, mashma bein l'rabim, bein l'yachid. V'lachem also is bein yachid bein rabim, mashma. Havi ribui achar ribui, the ein ribui achar ribui ela lemayit. So from the fact that it says it twice, it's coming lahoitzi asenatua lerabim to say that there is no iser arla. So again, so the last kasha was it says by arla lashon of lo ye achel, which surely lekuli alma should imply an iser hana. And nevertheless, it seems to be that we only learn Hanar from Araltim, Arlasi, Arelim, and so on. And that we said, it's different over there because it says the Lashon of Lachem and so on. So Bekitsa, we have over here, we've mentioned many cases. We have the Machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avayu, according to Chizkiah. It's only if it says a stronger Lashon of Lo Ye Achel, where we say it's Koil and Issa Hanar. According to Rabbi Avayu, any time it says Layechol, Layseichol, Layseichelu, it's Kol Isachin as Isahana b'Mashma, and all the cases that we ask Hashas from, we have to say that there is some Gzeres Hakasev which is mattering Hana. Okay, we'll call it here, and we'll pick it up as Hashem tomorrow. 12:45.
Thank you very much.
Kol Tov.
Thank you.
If you could just send it to me, that'd be great.